From Capital Public Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm Beth Duncan in for Beth Ruyak. The vice mayor of Dixon is facing public protests and calls for his resignation. Joining us today is Cap Radio's Bob Moffitt with the latest on the controversy that was fueled by an article written by the vice mayor in his local newspaper. Good morning, Bob. Welcome to Insight.
Good morning.
So catch us up on the scandal. What exactly did the vice mayor write?
Well, he called for a celebration of straight people for an entire month and called it SPAM for short, and made some disparaging remarks about the LGBT community, you know, how they dress, how they parade about. It was, I can't crawl inside the man's head, but it did seem to be sort of an indictment of a series of stereotypes based on maybe gay pride parades that he was protesting against. And he later wrote that it was an effort to be tongue-in-cheek, but it obviously fell flat.
And so the response has been pretty swift, actually, to the column. Tell me a little bit about public officials, their reaction.
Well, the mayor came out and said that it was not the brightest thing to do. And
the mayor of Dixon?
The mayor of Dixon. And then other council members had a rainbow flag on. And then 99.99% of the 300 people who were in attendance inside and outside city council chambers last night were in support of the LGBT community. And I would say at least half were more in support of the LGBT community than they were really there to, you know, bang the drum on Ted Hickman.
And even the Sacramento mayor has weighed in on this.
Yeah, he came out and said this was not the way that a public official should behave or the types of things that he should say, and that was a running theme certainly through the comments last night.
And on the national scene, we're also hearing about this story, right?
Well, the Washington Post has picked it up, and there are a whole bunch of national outlets that have picked it up and run with it, and it's, you know, it's. I think it's it just seems like it's a case of an older rural man who's been raised in a certain community and has not quite come to embrace the LGBT community, you know, and is still looking at it through a lens from 40 years ago when people, you know, it was not, you know, in a rural community, it's not something you don't run around calling attention to yourself, or you don't go outside the norm, as it were. And that's still seems to bother him. And I think he was maybe trying to be humorous in his description, but it certainly came across as disparaging and certainly non-inclusive.
And so last night was the first time apparently Hickman has spoken about his column. So what did he have to say? I know we have a clip here.
Well, it was a non-apology apology, but it was certainly close. It seemed like a non-apology apology. It started off you know, fairly defensive, in fact.
I didn't give up my First Amendment right when I became an elected official. To the contrary, I swore, like the rest of the council, to uphold the Constitution, which includes the First Amendment.
So, we're talking with Bob Moffitt about Dixon Vice Mayor Ted Hickman, whom you just heard, and his recent column in a local paper that has sparked national outrage. Vice Mayor Hickman has said he's within his rights to insult the LGBTQ community. What was this response to that defense last night during the council meeting?
Well, the people that came to speak said, you know, yeah, you have a right to say what you want. It's a free country, and you do have the right under the First Amendment, but that doesn't mean it's right that what you said. And you should recognize that what you said is hurtful and demeaning and below a public servant who's supposed to serve all of the public, not just some of them. And so The people showed up en masse, and if there were other supporters of Ted Hickman out there, they did not show up en masse, certainly. I mean, it was, like I said, it was a sea of rainbow flags and people singing and generally having a pretty good time, actually, outside during the meeting, and then just really calling attention to the fact that this community— the community of Dixon supports the LGBT community.
And how about the November election coming up? He is up for re-election. Couple of questions. Is he indicated anything in terms of resigning? How is he reacting to that? And are there people that are going to run against him at this point?
There was a post, and forgive me for not remembering where I saw it, but the post said, since he's already up for re-election, that any calls to recall him really don't make any sense, since
we're a few months away.
Yeah, so he is up for re-election, as are, I believe, two other members of the city council. And he has made no indication. He said very little after the initial article. He did post something in the paper, and then that was pulled down. And he has had one supporter who has come out on a blog post and also supported the general nature of what he was saying. Whether other people are going to run or how many, it's too early to tell, I think.
That's Bob Moffitt talking about Dixon Vice Mayor Ted Hickman. Bob, thanks for coming in and being on Insight.
Sure, happy to be here.
We have more on our website at capradio.org/insight. You're listening to Insight on your NPR station, Capital Public Radio.
A simple, fickle, womanizing gaze.